Yeah, they say talk is cheap, I let my diamonds talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Talk is Cheap. I'm your host, J.D. Wessel. Today I'm joined here by Garrett Bevins and Garrett Peters, two gentlemen in my fraternity who are hopping on the podcast to talk wrestling. Guys, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing, J.D.?
I'm good. Garrett, how are you?
Oh, Peters. I'm doing just groovy tonight.
So, yeah, we... funny thing is, we got two Garretts in the studio, so it's going to be a little awkward, but Garrett Peters goes by G.P., and Garrett Bevins will go by Bevins. How does that sound?
Easy enough.
Okay, yeah. I like easy, and, you know, let's just hop right into it, guys. So what's on the agenda tonight is going to be a lot of WWE and a lot of talk is cheap, just straight up. You guys know how WWE has been recently. It's been a tough product to watch. I don't know what you guys think, but it's been kind of rough.
It hasn't been what it used to be. I kind of took a hiatus. 2011 was when I watched it a lot as a kid, a little bit younger. Now it's like, I don't know any of these people, and they're okay. Just okay.
Garrett, what do you think? G.P., what do you think?
Well, I know. I think this is kind of an exciting era in wrestling. You know, you get a little bit of AEW, they bring Rampage into the mix. You know, they get an extra 30 minutes of WWE SmackDown trying to knock off their ratings. And, yeah, I think we're starting to see a 90s war back in the WCW, WWE. Now it's AEW versus WWE.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's you either love it or you hate it type deal. Yeah. You know, WWE, they've had their moments where a lot of people are saying they're turning off their TV. They're not getting the views that they used to, which may be true, but on the other spectrum, you have some of the hardcore wrestling fans who have stuck around even through these tough times, and now AEW comes and opens the door. It's made things very interesting just on the basis of, for one, cutting the guys, and then them coming to AEW from WWE. And on the other end, you have this new talent, this new fresh look. And let's just hop into the first discussion, WWE pulling the trigger on a new draft. We saw kind of a variation of this a couple years back where WWE, again, got a lot of fan reaction and a lot of dislike from how they were, for one, running their current champions, but also, two, how they
managed their roster.
And kind of how they ran the show in general. You know, a lot of people were not a big fan of that, and I think WWE takes this move in a way to kind of compete with AEW.
I get that.
You know, kind of mix, shake things up. What are your guys' thoughts on the new draft, some of the new stars moving to Raw and SmackDown, and kind of what you're excited for?
I'm going to go ahead, GP.
Oh, yeah, I'll hit it. Gable Stevenson, Olympian, you know, big guy, kind of like a Brock in the 04 days, and I'd like to see him get a little bring up here. I think Brock's getting a little older. I don't know how much longer he's going to do this with what he's made of himself in WWE, one of the biggest champions of all time, but they need another guy that can be it, you know, and that it guy, I see a lot of Gable Stevenson. I don't know about his mic skills, but I would like to see him really step up in the very early stages of when he gets brought up to Raw. I think he's a really big talent, and he's drafted on Raw. You have a guy like Seth Rollins, that's a fresh matchup, you know, and I'd like to see Rollins maybe mix it up on Raw. You know, we haven't seen him on there for a while.
We'll talk about mixing it up. Rollins has got the Ric Flair drip. Straight up.
Oh, yeah.
That suit game is absolutely ridiculous.
The dress game, anyway. Not the wrestling game. How about that?
Really?
I mean, I haven't seen... like I said, I've had a hiatus. But, I mean, I haven't really heard the name a whole lot. I know it's kind of weird. Not gonna lie. I've heard more Reigns, you know, Usos, New Day, Big E. I've heard those a little bit more, but I could be dead wrong. That's just my own thought. I know. It's take it how it is.
Well, yeah, I mean, again, Seth Rollins, he's been compared to Edge, which just fires me up. They've actually had a segment, which we won't dive into now, maybe later when we hit the match card segment with Crown Jewel, but let's kind of backtrack here, gentlemen. Again, who are some of the guys that you see on the roster that are going to, for one, continue to do what they're doing, but maybe become even better and find some even better matchups?
I know for me, actually, it's the ladies, actually, I think have an interesting changeup. Both champions of Raw and SmackDown, Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch, are switching. So I think it's kind of interesting. I know how they're going to manage the belts. I know they're going to do like a huge kind of winner-take-all rules both sides. It could be something like that. However, it could be a screw job if they're not really careful. Mm-hmm. That's just my own personal thought. And there's, of course, a lot of good characters in there. Of course, Alexa Bliss, I know a couple months ago she had a whole gimmick change. I know a lot of folks weren't a big kind of fan of it. I don't mind it. Kind of like the dual personality type thing. That's just me, though. So I think they kind of have a cool shakeup in the women's department of WWE.
Yeah, for sure. They've been some of the hottest attractions, just kind of drawing in quite a bit of fans, especially with Becky Lynch being able to come back after obviously giving birth.
And yeah, no kidding.
That's actually amazing that she's been able to make that recovery. It'll be interesting to see if Ronda Rousey comes back into the picture. I know she
had a kid
as well and was battling some injuries, but if she comes back, the women's division is going to be one of the hottest divisions in professional wrestling, so it'll be interesting to see what they do there. I'll tell you guys this. One of my favorite guys growing up was Jeff Hardy. This guy was jumping off of 25-foot ladders, jumping off of trailers. That guy would jump off anything. And Jeff Hardy, he had a segment on Monday Night Raw, and it was Austin Theory who actually came out, and Hardy said, the old Jeff Hardy is gone. When I come to Friday Night SmackDown post-draft on October 22nd, you're going to see a new Jeff Hardy. And that, it kind of gave me chills, guys. You still hear it. I mean, Jeff Hardy comes out, the fans are still cheering, and they still love the guy. But WWE hasn't given him that push. Now, I get injuries, and I get staying healthy has been kind of an issue with Jeff, but that's a guy who I'd like to see get at least one last push.
Right, I gotcha.
Yeah, I think Jeff Hardy's had a long... I think he's really proven himself, and no matter where he goes, you know, he's had some incidents that he's always ran into, but he always gets out of it. And the one thing that always stays consistent is the fan love for him, right? You know,
yeah.
He's the guy that when he shows up, he's going to make his money and the fans are going to love every minute of it. And I think he needs one last push, you know. You see guys, older guys than him, Goldberg, you know, come back after how long, you know. Hardy was at TNA. Goldberg took a long stretch off wrestling, and they kind of give him that push. And I think Jeff needs one more push, you know, something a little new, fresh, that we haven't got for, I don't know, I mean, what, 10 years now since he was competing?
It's been about 10 years, yeah.
For the championship?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. And that kind of brings me to our next topic, which is about the big dog, Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns on his 416th day of holding the Universal title. Guys, I know you're kind of shaking in your boots just hearing the name. This guy,
he does it well. He does it pretty damn well.
He does it pretty damn well. He's got the look, the charisma, the manager, the teammates. I mean, the bloodline. Roman Reigns, the big dog, head of the table. There's a lot of things to describe him, and I'm no Paul Heyman, but this guy's, he's got it.
Cream of the crop.
Who would you guys compare him to?
Oh, I might be pushing the luck here, but, you know, if WWE is as big as it's been in the 90s, that guy would be on top of the world. You know, I think every family at home, anywhere around the world, would know that guy. He is the guy when you see him and you are... You know that's the guy. You know he comes and he's coming out and he's getting any championship, you know. And I think they really have something with him. And if it wasn't for Roman Reigns right now, I don't think WWE would be where it's at. They have made him a star among stars. I think you could put him on a top five wrestler of all time at this point.
Wow.
I mean, what? We're talking over 400 days holding. You know, I know a lot of guys have done that. We saw Rollins get that push from 2015 to, you know, 2018. And since Roman's came back from cancer, he's been the guy.
He certainly has. And just to put in perspective, Roman Reigns is billed at 6'3", 265 pounds.
He does not look 265 at all. He looks like way less than
that. No, you say that, but once he hits you with one of his patented clotheslines, you'd be 1-2-3 out for the count.
Yeah. I haven't no 1-2-3, probably just one and done.
Yeah.
Well, when he first came in with the Shield, you know, he was a big dude, but now he walks into the ring with Brock Lesnar, and it's like, man, who's bigger?
Yeah.
You know, we used to think Brock was the animal.
Yeah.
But now it's like,
given Brock Lesnar looks like he may have taken a step back from what he used to be.
He still looks damn well for how he is. Yeah, no kidding.
I mean,
but that is